wasn't really no take advantage, you know. Tyrone Smith is a good he's a good competition. One of the best tackles in the league. We go at it every time, so you know. He brings it, I bring it, and it's a big challenge or whatever. So
obviously different tackles and different strengths. Does your power sort of help against him? I mean, maybe that's not his strength.
It's all different. You know, all those tackles don't play alike. It's all different. You know, I approach the game differently every time, you know. And he's one of those tackles that, you know, you gotta actually study real hard. And you know, I study him real hard, so that's why, you know, sometimes I'm successful, sometimes I'm not. And that's basically it, you know. But it's going to be a great competition, a great atmosphere. You know, we're going to be ready to play. And, you know, our main focus is stop the running and stop it.
You go back over your career against Dallas, and you've made those big plays. I mean, go back to 2011, the field goal block. Why have you always – do you get up for this game a little more than the others, or is it easier to psych yourself up? Why do you – have you always made so many big plays?
Any division game, you know, I try to play even harder, you know. And there's more studying. You know, we play each other twice a year, you know. And, you know, you really got to study because sometimes things do change up, you know. You don't play the same as you played that game before, you know. So you always got to change things up. You know, I changed a couple of things up. So we're going to see how I react to Tyrone Smith blocking me. And that's just, you know, like I say, he's a good competition and he's a great challenge. So, you know, I'm going to be ready.
Do you study mostly what you played against him a lot of times? Do you study mostly what he's been doing recently against others?
Just, you know, recently. You know what I mean? Like I say, you know, he could do this against me, but, you know, come time again, we're playing each other. You know, it's totally different. That's why you got to really study. And I studied his recent game, so I'll be okay. You know, I'm up for the challenge.
From your standpoint, is it almost too amazing for words that this is a team that's never been healthy, going back to OTAs, has never been the full 53 in this locker room? There's always been somebody that's been banged up. Is that, you know, almost too amazing for words that this is a team that's really had to endure a host of injuries this year?
That's the part of football. You know, you never know when you're going to get injured. You can't expect it. It just happened. You know, we don't have all our 53 men that we started with, but, you know, the guys that we have now, you know, we all talented and we can run to the football and make plays. And, you know, we got to have those playmakers make plays this Sunday.
Do you have a kind of a play that stands out in your mind that you made against the Cowboys or anything?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to the Cowboys, I always play great against them. You know, it's really nothing that stands out, you know. You know, I just do my job, you know. I'm out there to make plays and play football.
I know you don't want to talk about your contract, obviously, but does it ever occur to you?
I always bring up my contract, man. I'm trying to play some football.
Does it ever kind of occur to you, or do you think about the fact that this could be quite possibly your last Cowboys game as a Giant?
I'm not worried about that. To be honest, I'm not worried about that. You know, everything's going to work out for itself, you know. To be honest, you know, I would love to be a Giant next year, but, you know, we know what the future has for me. So, you know, at this point in time, I'm just trying to win these six games to get in the playoffs.
Obviously, you're trying to, like you said, you're trying to win. But at the same time, you see at the top of the standings are the Cowboys and the Eagles. Those are two of the teams you get to play here down the stretch. Sort of add to it that if you can help sort of, you know, get them off track or ruin their seasons? I mean, you've admitted you hated Philly, at least. Would it mean anything to you? How much, if at all?
They gotta come through here. You know what I mean? They gotta come through here. You know, I'm not talking shit or whatever, but, you know, every team gotta come through here. You know, we got a couple of home games left and like two or three away games, I don't know. But they gotta come through here. Any team that come through here, we're gonna be playing the hardest. You know what I'm saying? And we still got something to play for. You know what I'm saying? We made it hard for ourselves to, you know, in this predicament that we in right now, and we can dig ourselves out of it by winning all these games. You know, we got six games left. Let's win them. I think we can. You know, we had a great week of practice, preparation. You know, everybody did their jobs. You know, running to the ball, you know, interceptions, you know, getting to the quarterback, you know, stopping the run. And those are things that we need to do, you know, including special teams. You know, special teams got to, you know, step up, and offense got to step up. We all got to play as one. And if everybody plays as one, we're going to win this game.
So you're saying you're not satisfied just being a spoiler? You think you can run the table?
Yeah, I think we can run the table. Honestly, I honestly do. I think we can run the table. We did it before. you know, with a whole group of guys that I was different in. And we got a different group of guys now, and I'm pretty sure we could do it, you know what I mean? Don't count us out yet, you know. Don't count us out yet. And we made it hard for ourselves, and we could dig ourselves out this hole.
Jason, Tony Romo's made a living against the Giants, pressure, you know, getting slippery and just avoiding that sack. What makes that little extra different about him that he's able to get away from the sack just when you think you got him?
He's a good quarterback. You know, most guys, they don't take approach of his uphill shoulder. You know, and right when you think you have him, you know, he slips right out the back pocket. You know, and he's been glad that, and, you know, it's not luck. You know, he knows what he's doing as a quarterback, and he knows how to extend the play. So, you know, big ups to him. And, you know, it's like I said, it's going to be a big challenge. It's a division game, and, you know, we ready to give him our best shot.